Cam, first of all, I know you didn't come off the bench last time you came here a couple of weeks ago, but two games that had some similarities, but obviously, most importantly, you've won them both.
Yeah, the main thing is to carry on. Trying to pick up results after last week, disappointing result, and today we bounced back, which is a sign of a good team. So we just need to try and keep building the lead now and see where we end up at the end of the season.
Do you feel the scoreline was a fair one today?
Yeah, I think we deserved the 3 points. I think we played well throughout. Two goal cushion was probably about right. Obviously, they had a few chances. We had a few chances. We could have been more, but I think on the whole, we'll take the 2-0 and just happy to have a clean sheet again and pick up the 3 points.
How much of a lift did it give you going into half time off the back of Tommy's goal?
Massive. Going in at 0-0, going at 1-0 is two different things. So to go in the lead, it gives you confidence, and you're coming back out leading the game rather than level and chasing to get a goal. But obviously, it changes the manager's team talk as well. So the buzzing with that, and obviously we built on it in the second half.
I know strikers, when they've been a couple of games without scoring, get a bit worried. But Tommy had been 9 months without scoring. Did the lads give him any stick for that, or can't you give the stick any captain any stick?
Yeah, no, of course you can. obviously, I think it hit off his nose. I think it's big enough. But Tommy, obviously delighted for him to get a goal today. He's changed his boots recently, which is probably what he's down to. He's gone to the same as me now, so he's got the goal scorer's touch, ain't he? So, no, delighted for Tommy, and hopefully it's one of many.
And today for you, obviously not the prettiest goal you ever scored, but who cares? I suppose your name's back on the score sheet.
Exactly, yeah. Every goal counts at the end of the day. I had a few chances in the first half, and penalty claim in the second, and obviously, scrappy goal, but I'll take it. It's just get back on the score sheet and try to pick up a bit of form again.
And of course, there's the proverbial law of Sod would tell you, a great finish for the goal that was chalked off as well. Did you feel that was unfairly chalked off earlier on?
Yeah, I think obviously he's coming into me. I've just basically let him carry on and just tried to move the other side of him. He's obviously in his box, so he's gone down a little bit and put it in the back of the net. But unlucky to not let it stand, but you take them and I'll take my goal that I scored in the second half.
Of course, as is ever, you're getting very close attention from defenders. How much, I said to the manager, how much is this building your character, all of these games you're playing at tough away grounds, places there, the crowd are onto you as well. How much do you take all that in as part of your learning experience?
Well, I think you're learning every day, even on the training ground. I'm learning everything off the manager, and there's still room for improvement. I've got a lot to learn and a lot more to improve. So it's just one step in the direction that I'm heading, hopefully. And like I say, you come to grounds like this, you get stick, but it just shows that you're doing something right. If you're getting stick, if they didn't care about you, then you haven't done much on the pitch, so I don't mind taking a bit of stick now and again.
You wouldn't have been too disappointed as a team, I'm sure, to see Nottingham Forest score a 94th minute winner earlier on against Derby.
No, yeah, we heard about that just before the game. So that gives you a little bit of extra motivation to go on and go out there and try to get a result and try to build a lead. Knowing that people around you have obviously dropped points, so it was massive today, 3 points. I think all the teams around us won as well, apart from Derby. So great 3 points, like I say, and hopefully we can build on that.
So we're saying it's a busy week. You'll be back up here literally in a couple of days to play Leeds as well. Another tricky looking game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, obviously every game in this league's hard. Even today, you come to a newly promoted side and it's a tough game. Obviously we beat them in the cup, but they have different teams. We had a different team, so It was always going to be a different result today. You're never going to beat a team by five goals again a week later. But like I said, delighted to come here, get the result, and go on Tuesday to Leeds and hopefully pick up another 3 points.
And your goals have been coming in gluts. When you've got one, you've seemed to score in sort of three or four games in a row. So that'd be hopefully enough.
Yeah, hopefully. Like I say, you want to score and start picking up a bit of form. And I've been three games without a goal now. And it's been a bit bitty, the goal scoring of late. So hopefully, I can get on a little bit of a run and start getting consecutive games.
Tough standards, three games without a goal, and you're worried.
I'm hard on myself. If I don't score one game, I'm analysing how I could have got better and if I'd have had a chance, what I could have done with it differently. So, like I say, it's all part of becoming a better player, and still got a lot to learn, a lot more to improve. So every day I'm just trying to pick faults with myself, negatives, and when I'm hopefully one day playing in the Premier League as an established player, then I can lay off myself a little bit more, but until then there's no chance.